It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Geiger, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is race day. Not really here in most parts of the country, it's race day.
It's destruction day here.
Yeah, there is a race. We do have a Hornet race tonight at La Crosse Speedway. We're going to talk about that coming up in the program. This is the Days In Midwest Race Report here on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. Radio man Dan Dyker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert. Two female guests going to be coming up on the show today. One of them just took a track championship in the Hornet division at the Toma Sparta Speedway. And it's interesting because 6 weeks ago, Paul Reichert, she was nowhere even near the top spot in the points.
No, she was trying to find a way. She missed out on two feature wins, but then she started gathering up those feature wins and had a very emotional Tim Meyer win there. And somehow she pulled off the track championship. That was pretty impressive.
16-year-old Jazzy Meyer is going to join us briefly in the program. In studio today, interesting story. All I'm going to do is just say her name, because the way we set this up, I did this Friday night at Toma Sparta Speedway, and I had some people come up, and they were like, you know, the way that you just said that really made us think about where this young lady's gone from. But that's all I'm going to say. Amelia Marshall, our Rookie of the Year in the Hornet Division, is going to join us as well. And, Bill, I don't even know if you know this, what she was doing at this time. Well, I can't say this time because we ended up racing last year. At the end of, say, the last four or five races when she was solidifying Rookie of the Year, what she was actually doing 365 days ago. It's going to kind of astound you.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good.
I can see her smiling back
there.
So
with that kind of a buildup, if like she's standing evil back she's watching got. Us, yeah. If she clams up on us once, her mom's going to finish the interview. Yeah. Amelia Marshall's going to join us in the program. Talking about Toma Sparta Speedway, the finale. Man, it felt like once the rains were gone in the spring, we didn't miss a single night during the summer, and the season's over with, just like that.
Yeah, this went by fast. I mean, it seemed like we just got started like 5-6 weeks ago. Now all of a sudden championships are popping up. Paul's list is going to get bigger because the weekends are getting bigger, and now you're handing out hardware to everybody all of a sudden.
We did. Of course, there is one more event for Toma Sparta. We'll talk about the Night of Chaos here in a couple of minutes. That's coming up September 14th. But last weekend, last year, Darren Salo, the Flying Finlander, the $12 dude, is the new nickname I gave him at the end of the year.
$12 dude? Oh, what is the story behind this?
Well, remember, he found out 3 weeks ago that his
Oh, that's right.
Was running so crappy because it was a part they overlooked. It was a $12
ignition switch. Yep.
So then he comes out 2 weeks ago, wins the feature with the part in his pocket, and then he came out and he won it again last week, and he pretty much stepped away from the field last week.
Did he get rid of the part?
Still has it. He's going to try to put it in his dash for next year.
I think I glue that bad boy right to the roll bars.
Brad Wilds wraps up the Modified Championship. Did you hear what the Modified drivers did to poor the Voice Dan Dyker?
Yes, I did, and I think those guys are the biggest geniuses. Oh, my God, what a great
Never
prank.
Never in 30 years of announcing have I had this happen.
Gosh.
Folks, if you didn't know, it started out, so I get up in the tower, and our gal that works down in the pit box sends me a text, and she says, hey, Nick Quinnell, who drives the black number 18, says he just wants you to call him Just 18 tonight. He was very adamant that I call him Just 18. I'm like, oh, what the hell? What's behind that? Okay. Well, there are two others. There's another 18 in the class, and that is Rick DeVito.
Yep.
His brother Larry has the 19. Well, somehow these guys found out a long time ago that Dan Dyker does not like announcing classes where there's more than one number if there's not a letter on there, especially if they're out of towners, because it's just confusing.
Wow.
Like the Enduro last week. I had 9 number 10s. Who are they?
10 in the black, 10 in the gray.
That was pretty much what it came down
pink.
To. So I get to announcing the race, And I guess everybody in the pits and the grandstands knew what was about to happen except, I think, me and Paul.
Yeah.
Paul Brown gets up into turn three on lap number two. I'm like, wait a minute. What was that? Oh, man, my glasses must be fogged. I could have swore I saw an 18, and he runs the number 48. So he goes back around again, and I just saw Brad Wilds, who drives the 55 into turn one. I'm like, wonder what he's got wrong with his door. He's got bright duct tape on that. I start calling the race. Paul Brown on the fifth lap gets into turn three, and I'm like, he's got an 18 on the side of that door. That's dumb. What did he do with that? Why does Brad Wilds have an 18 on his door? What is going on here tonight? They had no clue till the end of the race is done. All modifieds with their driver doors facing the grandstands instead of the winner going to the winner's circle. Brad Wilds does a burnout. All of these screw bodies line up bumper
screw
to bumper,
bodies.
Nose
to
tail,
word.
Showing their 18s to me and the grandstand.
I think that was I read that on Facebook and I broke out laughing. What is the purpose behind doing this to you?
Earlier this year, I told Brad Wilds, one of these nights we need to sit down and have a beer. So I'm going to buy you a beer. He's a Busch Latte fan. It never happened, though. I bought probably 400 rounds. You were there. You saw how much money I spent on everybody else's beer this year. Mm-hmm. It never happened, and he knows I hate Busch, and I hate the term Busch Latte, and I hate when there's more than one number in a class. So they got me good, and so they were representing themselves as an 18-pack.
Ah. It should have been blue. It should have been blue. Call them blue smoothies there, Diker.
Oh, I don't care what it is. It's horrible. I have never had a class of cars ever do that to me before. I mean, it shows the appreciation because I love those guys. I love everybody at Toma. But, man, to be crafty like that and not let me know. Nobody even let me know what was going on.
An entire class.
Amelia, did you know this was going on? See, she knew it too.
Yep. That's an entire class to do that, number one. Shows that they all have great appreciation for each other. They all get along well.
Oh, yeah.
On and off the track. And number two, it's the greatest prank ever.
I've never, ever seen that happen. And I've announced it seven tracks all over the place. I just thought that was one of the coolest, dumbest things I've ever seen.
An 18-pack. My congratulations to whoever came up with that idea.
And I would think it was either Paul Brown. I think it was a combination of Paul Brown and Brad Wilds, two of the craziest dudes that are in that division. And Darren Saylor, he just hops on board because everything's funny to him. Anyways, we go to the Sportsman Division. David Borntrager not only won the track championship. Is it tonight he can win the Dells Sportsman Championship?
Yep.
You've got the lineup for the Dells.
Yep, the Dells, they're running their season championship tonight. 602 late models, late models, Sportsman, Bandits, and Legends. And Borntrager... And I went and did my research on this. I kept saying it was like the early 90s. My fault. This was the late 80s when Noodleman did this between the Dells and Toma. So it's been a long time that somebody has been able to pull off a sportsman championship at both tracks at the same time. So Borntrager has the chance to make some history here tonight.
Andy Moore, he won every single feature except four this year because he had a problem with his car. He ran into the turn three wall. He hopped in Bill Schott's car. Just to finish the night out in points. Takes a Trans Championship, and he won every feature except four of them.
That's
just phenomenal.
That's amazing. You don't it's amazing when two guys win two features, but when one guy wins, 80% of the features, that guy's got something good going on.
Looking at the Hornet Division, Tyler Stuber, who had never even ran at the Toma Sport of Speedway, came out and snuck by Mason Morphy, who, if he runs next year, he's going to contend for the points championship.
Just watching what he did this year.
He
really improved a lot this season.
Took the feature. Jazzy Meyer got her first ever track championship, 16 years old. Three feature wins for her this year, and it should have been five.
Well, you know what I want to hear? I want to hear this interview later because I understand she was pretty excited.
And then she even admitted to me that she cried this year.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
I actually drug it out of her. Just watch what we drug out of Amelia Marshall later on. She didn't say stuff. They're going to go home to Tom and go, I can't believe you made me say that. TACU, Credit Union Six Shooters. It was Matt Moore, of course, or Dan Fry, winning the championship. And Cameron Riggs came back. He was at I was doing Army training all summer. So he missed a whole bunch of races.
For a while.
Came out and took home the feature win, second of the year. Dan Fry gets the championship.
Thank you for your service, Mr. Riggs.
Yeah, that was outstanding. Daytona's Night of Chaos is coming up on the 14th of September. I actually have the schedule right here and the payouts. Greg Oliver's actually going to be throwing a lot of cash out for the different drivers that get these divisions, which we're going to kind of expel to you later
on.
Not
a lot of people take these serious, but looking at these the cash payouts here,
look at that.
Yeah, they're going to start taking them serious.
And the thing is, what happens if you win more? I mean, someone's got a chance to walk up with almost a grand.
That's going to if you win it all, yeah, that's going to be great.
Well, there's a couple drivers that can do that. Matt Moore's a cheater. Oh, did I just say that out loud? Matt knows I love him to death.
That was the personal opinion of Dan Dyker, not anybody else associated with WBOG or Days in Midwest Race Report.
Matt knows I love him. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with Toma's Night of Destruction, or their Night of Chaos, and of course tonight's...
We got LaCrosse's Night of Destruction tonight.
Coming up tonight. So we're going to talk about that next on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Saturday, September 14th, get ready for a night of chaos. The Toma Sparta Speedway presents a night of thrills and spills, smashing and
chaos.
A little less nice and a lot more content.
Chaos events, drifters, a camper smash, all topped off with a fantastic fireworks display. It's the first annual Night of Chaos. No racing, just chaos. So pack up the family and drag them over to the Toma Sparta Speedway for the Night of Chaos. Saturday, September 14th.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really?
Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at tacuonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
This is Mike Carlson, driver of the number 50 late model at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You are listening to the Days End Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans, to Days End Midwest Race Report here on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. I'm the voice, Dan Dyker. That's Paul the Pinkman Riker, who hardly even spoke during the first segment. Did you catch that?
He's saving it because he's got a lot of talking
Amelia
to do.
Amelia Marshall, she's not even on the show yet, spoke more in the background than Paul did on air.
Have you seen Paul's list for the fifth segment in the Riker Race Rewind?
He better be holding his breath.
I want to see him do it in one breath. He can't do it.
So, before we talk about Toma Sparta Speedway's Night of Chaos coming up September 14th, why don't you tell us about our great sponsors of the program, Billy Doc.
Of course, Days Inn Midwest Race Report is brought to you by the Days Inn right here on French Island in La Crosse. Our guy Dyker has a block of rooms for Oktoberfest that are filling up fast.
And I just made rooms for Tom Reffner and Marv Marzovka. And there's some celebrities I cannot tell you who's staying in the hotel that will be there for the 15th annual Oktoberfest.
Well, I'll be staying in the campground, and I'm a big enough celebrity for myself.
That's why you're in the campground. Continue.
Big Boar Barbecue, once again, back with the program. Voted number one in La Crosse County for barbecue and number one catering in La Crosse County. Dells Raceway Park Championship tonight. We will give you the full breakdown of that here on the last segment. TACU Credit Union, sponsor of the TACU Credit Union Six Shooters.
And the Winner's Circle.
Toma Sparta Speedway. We're going to be talking more about them here in just a few minutes about what's going on next weekend. FansArena.com, JNL Collectibles, who had some great stuff going on this week. If you didn't get in on that for the 50th Oktoberfest, you missed out on some cool stuff. TheGlassCarver.com and the number ones and the Midwest's number one reported paper on racing, the Midwest Racing Connection.
And they've done a lot of videos this past year, too. Dan Plan and his guys have done a great job.
By the way, I caught the voiceover you did for Ultimate Lap. which I thought was really
cool. Oh, the Gady and Panitsky one.
That was really sweet.
Well, I was using the radio voice. Nick Panitsky, Jacob Gady, Amelia Marshall. She'll be coming up in the next segment, by the way, for you
fans. She's slightly out of the national championship.
Just a tad bit. But she's only 16. She's got a long time to get into some stuff like that.
So maybe next year.
So the Tomah Sparta Speedway's Night of Chaos is coming up September 14th. No, it was not on the regular schedule. And because of that, I'm going to be DJing a wedding, so I won't be there to announce all the crashing and the bone-thrilling stuff going on. I think the Penguin's going to do it.
Pengy's going to announce?
No. Can you get enough bass in your voice, though?
No, I don't know if I can do that.
Let's practice a countdown like the fans have to do, but you got to get some bass.
You could say holy cow, but you can't say... Well, you
can't say the hashtag one because then you owe me $100 every time you say,
yeah,
oh, here
I
we
know.
Go.
Yeah.
So I broke this down.
Yes.
There are 8 different categories in which somebody has a chance to win money.
Okay.
I think that is kind of tantalizing right off the bat.
Yeah. Look at some of the stuff they got going on here. You got the chain race, the Dukes of Hazzard jump.
Let's break it down here. Hold on. Chain race?
Chain race.
$50 for each winner, car, and a trophy.
Nice.
So then what's after the chain race?
After the chain race is the Dukes of Hazzard jumping contest, which you got to get the car go the farthest will win. What do they get to win, Dan?
Nothing.
What?
Nope.
That's not cool. Do they even get a trophy?
Going to Chaos number 2.
Chaos number 2, stop and go race.
$75 to the winner and a trophy.
Nice. And after that is the go till you blow.
And I don't really think they should make the drivers sit in their cars until they actually catch on fire and blow up and then give them like $20.
I don't know, Dan, but that ain't worth no $20.
Let's go to the junkyard anyways. Next we have what's Chaos number 3.
Chaos payout number 3, flagpole race.
$75, 75 dead presidents and a trophy.
Keeps getting bigger. Then they're going to do an airbag demo. I think we should put Penguin on one of those airbags and see how far he flies.
Hey, we did it to Caleb Miller at lacrosse a couple years ago. Shot him about 15 feet straight in the air, and he said his butt hurt for 4 days afterwards.
Chaos event number 4 is the tag team race.
$50 for each winning car and trophy.
And hopefully you have a friend and not a foe that is your tag team partner.
What do you want to bet Matt Moore and Dan Fryer are going to be one of those teams?
100%.
Yeah, that's going to be guaranteed.
So should we just give them the trophy and the cash now?
I would think so. That's going to be tough to beat those guys.
After that tag team race, we'll be doing yet another Dukes jumping contest.
Chaos.
Chaos number 5. And this one, this art form has kind of gone away over the last few years, so I'm kind of interested to see this. The backup race.
$75 and a trophy to the winner. I guess they're going to race 8 laps all backwards.
Yep.
Now remember, we did this at lacrosse. It smashed around with 6 cylinders. We tore some up this year.
I bet, yes. Then, of course, finishing off the night, the trailer T-bone crash, and, of course, a huge fireworks display afterwards to end the season here at Tomah Sparta Speedway.
The 3 other money categories?
Yes.
$50 gets 3rd place overall, $75 to 2nd place overall, and the entire Chaos winner gets a trophy and $150. So there's a lot of money for 1, 2, or 3, maybe 4 drivers to take home.
You know, one thing, and I would anticipate they're going to need a bunch of stuff in the concession stands because events like this draw lots and lots of people. I mean, I've been to events like this at other tracks around the Midwest and lacrosse, and they fill the stands everywhere they go. So Chaos will rule next Saturday.
How about filling the grandstands at lacrosse tonight? The temperatures are supposed to be fantastic. I would guess probably close to between 5,000 and 6,000 are going to be in the grandstands for the grand finale of tonight. The night of destruction, the huge trailer race of destruction.
Huge trailer race of destruction. You got monster trucks, a rollover contest, a T-bone crash. The Hornets are going to be competing with a full program, and what the Hornets look like right now. Hornets only 6 points ahead of Bjorkman heading into tonight, so it's going to be big come Oktoberfest for these guys. Lots of crashing, destruction, action. Get there early and get a good seat. Special start time tonight, 7 o'clock, so get there really early and make sure you have a front row seat for all of this.
And you have to root for my Ford Ranger and my camper because, remember, the camper survived.
Yes, it did.
Smash around because it got pinned schematically up against the wall in turn 2 where nobody could hit it. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, Dave True Jr. lit my truck on fire. After the big fire in turn 3, when we're trying to find a winner, I look out of the corner of my eye and my truck is on fire because he burned up a couple plug wires. Diker's Disco Machine will be back again tonight with lights, with music, and a dance floor.
Oh.
I wonder if Amelia Marshall would want to dance in my trailer before it gets destroyed tonight. We're going to find out in our next segment.
Why don't we get like a Home Alone and get the puppet on there, the Muppet or whatever with the strings?
If she knows the YMCA she's in, I'll even give her $50 to do it. Jump out just before the green flag drops. Look how easy that is.
Dance, girl.
She's like, I don't think.
Oh, no,
this is the radio. They can't see you.
I just got the evil eye.
Gates open at 6. Destructive Fun starts at 7:30. And again,
no, I 7. Specials. That's
this
wrong.
Was right off the website.
I just read it on the website just
I
now.
Got that right up. Look at the front of their website. I just got it off there this afternoon.
All right. Well, I'm going to go back right now and look.
But I would say get there between, 5 and 5:30. Save your seats early because when we kick you out at 6 to make you come back in and pay, you're going to want to make sure you have a spot because a night like this where the weather's going to be fantastic, and the events are going to be huge. This is going to be a night that you're going to want to get there as early as you can. The Hornets are going to be racing a points race, of course. Their next championship run will be Oktoberfest race weekend. Hold on. I'm going to show you, Bill, because this is what I pulled off.
I know. I understand that, but here's what I pulled off the schedule right there. That's what I was
see,
just
now
reading
that's
off
the
of.
Schedule.
Yeah.
Hold on, because we're going to yell at Chuck if this is wrong.
Boy, talk about on-the-fly radio.
Oh, yeah, we are the best at doing this.
Well, yeah, see, even Jesse is riveted by this. Our guests are leaving. They want no part of this show anymore.
All right, hold on. Let me go to lacrossespeedway.com.
People are canceling their rooms at the Days Inn because they no longer want to be there for Oktoberfest.
All right, well, my phone's not going to let me do it here in the TV studio, but I just, yeah. Call the Speedway, folks,
call
because
the Speedway,
this
yes.
was on the front of the Speedway when I was on there today, and Bill got his off the schedule.
Yep,
so be there at 5 or 6 anyways. You've been there. You've seen 5 or 6,000 people.
Oh,
they
God,
stand
yes.
in line all the way past the ag buildings and all the way out to the parking lot.
This is outside of Oktoberfest and trailer race night during the season. One of the most popular nights of the year here at La Crosse. So get there early. Like I said a few minutes ago, get there early and get a good seat. You're not going to want to miss the destruction tonight.
I think they should make Penguin jump a pool.
I think they should make Penguin jump in the pool.
He hasn't done anything else out there at all this year.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
I stuck my finger in the pool before the Equitable Racing Team destroyed it earlier this year.
See, now I guarantee you that Amelia Marshall, who's coming up next, she's a rookie of the year in the Hornet class at Toma, is going to say more in segment 3 than he has in segment 1 and 2.
He's saving it up. Look at that. See, that's a book he's got to read here in segment 5.
Paul Reichert has the Bible of Reichert's Race Rewind. That's coming up later in the show. Next up, we're going to talk a little rookie of the year from the Toma Sport of Speedway. That is on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family, stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and more, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It's championship night tonight at Dells Raceway Park. Champions will be crowned in the late models, UMA 602 late models, Sportsman, Bandits, and the INEX Legends. The points race is tied in many of the divisions, and it'll come down to one final night of racing. Catch all the excitement. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flags racing at 6. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Championship night tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really?
Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Oh,
here we go. Back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. Radio man Dan Dyker, Paul the Penguin Riker. Billy Knocknell's had to step out and go try to find a late model to get into because Fast is coming close. 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. You know, Billy did tell us, Paul, that he would race again someday if he didn't have to work on it.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait to see him come back.
Now, if he did, would you change his tires? Would you, like, take tire pressures if he told you what to do?
Maybe.
That's a no. I could never see you. Even getting your hands dirty, let alone wrenching on Bill Doc Niles' car. He's a different character with a racing suit on.
Yeah, I know he is.
Yeah, he's got a potty mouth.
Yes.
Our next guest does not, though she races like a boy, which there's nothing wrong with that, and she's going to make some noise the more she races at the Thomas Porter Speedway, maybe beyond. Fourth in points at the Thomas Porter Speedway this year. Oh, Billy Knock knows you can't leave yet because you got to hear the story about what she was doing 365 days ago. She is the Rookie of the Year, and that's Amelia Marshall. Amelia, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad you had a chance to finally. Your mama, we talked about having her come in like when there was snow on the ground still. And I'm glad we finally got to get you in here.
Yeah.
Because, well, she runs cross country, and you just started. It was your sophomore year or junior?
Junior.
Junior year, 60, just turned 16 during the race season. Billy Doc Niles, did you know?
No.
300 and, let's take a couple of weeks off, 340 days ago, she was cooking hamburgers in our hamburger stand at the Thomas Porter Speedway. Now she's the Rookie of the Year in the Hornet Division. What made the transition happen? How does someone go? She's got such a beautiful smile, too. When you go to the concession stand, she greeted you very nicely. She wasn't in her cell phone. She's a very, very nice young lady. How do you go from there to wrenching on a car and racing a car?
Well, my family, like my uncle and grandpa both raced. And
now you got to tell people who they are.
So my uncle is Brad Wilds, and then my grandpa is Lee Wilds. So through them, I got a car from my uncle, and he tried for like a very long time to get a car for me. So he finally got it and made it into a race car.
And you never missed a practice this year. I mean, you talk about, this is probably, Paul, one of the most dead. We never went to a practice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I heard that you, I think, what did you guys miss? One practice out of the entire season?
I think it was more than that, but we tried to get out there every week.
So you're involved in a boys' sport. It's, everyone knows that. I was so impressed this year when I saw Jazzy Meyer, your Czech champion. Mm-hmm. Jordan Finch, the Jelly Bean, was the point leader for three quarters of the season. Mm-hmm. Then there's Amelia Marshall, three in the same division. Kudos to you guys. Did it help you that there were other females racing, knowing that the boys are watching to see what this girl can do?
Yeah, it didn't really bother me that there are boys there because I have five older brothers, so it just didn't feel like anything different.
Dipping up on them and on the racetrack.
Yeah.
Take us back to April, your first time out on the racetrack. What's going through your head?
Well, I was really nervous because my car is a stick, and I did not know how to drive stick. At all.
Bill, I don't think anybody at the age of 21 knows how to drive a stick. Isn't that sad? When I had that PT Cruiser, I got it for like $5,000 less because, well, nobody can drive a stick and it's sat in the lot forever. Well, I'll take advantage of that. When did you really start feeling comfortable racing? Because, again, you did what a lot of people don't do. You took advantage of the practice nights. You actually worked on that car, and I've got pictures I posted. That was one of my most liked pictures, I think, in 2019 or collages. When did you start feeling comfortable, like, hey, I can do this?
It took me a while because my car didn't run for a while, and it just kept, like, stalling out. So I was always just, like, in the back of the pack, like, by myself. I wasn't really racing against everyone. But after we finally figured my car out and I was actually, like, racing against people, that's when I, like, really got comfortable. In the past, like, 2 weeks, I've had, like, a lot of support from everyone. That's been really nice.
And running around the back, did you have second thoughts? Did you think, God, this is not fun? This is... Everyone's racing each other, and they're having fun, but I'm not having fun. Did that ever start weighing on you?
Yeah, there was definitely some nights where I got out, and I was very frustrated. And there was one night where I was just crying, and I was like, I just want this car to work. Like, what do we have to do to make it work?
And she's just – Paul and I got to know her quite well this year, folks.
Oh, yeah.
She is a determined woman. I mean, she's not – I thought maybe at the half point she would give away and step away and quit because that can't be fun getting lapped every single race. But then all of a sudden, hey, she finished the race, didn't get lapped. Now she's getting a little bit closer. It that was about just after the midway point of the year that it really started coming around. What are you thinking then?
I mean, it definitely just, like, took a while to, like, feel comfortable just, like, around other cars because I was just in the back. Like, there's no one around me. I was just getting lapped. And so it took a while to get comfortable, like, having, like, being in an actual race and, like, having cars around me.
And then she started passing people, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
So the car finally comes to life, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, here at the end of the season, just when you're like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah.
What are you thinking then?
I was just like, man, this really kind of sucks because, like, my car is, like, finally ready to go. Like, I'm ready, and then it's the end of the season. They're like, see you next year.
Let's talk about next year. Are you done? Are you going back to the hamburger stand? What are you
doing? No. I plan on staying in the Hornets at Toma and running some different tracks. And then the year after that, just hopefully trying to move up.
So how long do you want to race? I mean, your mom is, of course, a Toma cop. Such a supportive family, though. You come from a racing family. We've seen it for years and years and years that people come from racing families and they just stick with it. How long do you want to race? What goal do you want to have in life when it comes to racing?
Well, I definitely want to stick with it. When I first started, I like wasn't really sure. I was like, I don't know, maybe I won't be like so good at this. Maybe I won't like it, but I ended up liking it a lot, and I hope to stick with it as long as possible. And, you know, hopefully if someone's looking for a driver, I'll be here.
You looking at modified, late model, super late?
I don't know yet. Just anything.
I mean, Natalie Decker was jumping into a Midwest truck when she was 15, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. Derek Krause was only 14 when he took Rookie of the Year when I interviewed him at Fest. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you – there's. That's what I like about racing is there nowadays there's not a certain age. Okay, I'm 22. Now I can actually go in the 5/8 mile of lacrosse. Mm-hmm. Or I am 26 and I can get the Midwest Truck Series or something like that. As soon as you've got seat time in and the family feels comfortable, you feel comfortable, you can go for it.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to street drag Lee's 55 Chevy?
It still runs. It does.
Oh, he's been telling me about the motor he put in that. I want to see you do that. And don't put your hair – she's got real long hair, folks. Yep. Let your hair just flow all the way out as you straight drag.
I want to ask her something here. You told me actually before this. Tell us about the special guest you had practicing for you last Friday night.
So, yeah, I had cross-country practice, and I was busting my butt back to the track. And my mom called me and was like, oh, who's warming up your car? And I was like, well, I don't know. I thought maybe it was Kendon Thurk. And then she's like, oh, no, it's Mike Carlson. I was like, what?
Bam, late model driver Mike Carlson. Yeah. That anybody knows, and I've been watching Mike do this for years, whether he's putting cheated up springs on to make a point behind something. He did that a couple years ago on purpose, and then Davey Pendle did it right behind him. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. But to have a guy like Mike Carlson, you hardly even know this guy. He's a lacrosse guy. He very rarely comes over. To Toma, what did that mean to you to know that this guy that builds these fantastic Hornets that runs a NASCAR late model is helping you out?
Yeah, it was really cool. And the past couple of weeks, he's talked to me and, like, gave me some advice. But he really, like, sat down with me and gave me a really good pep talk and really helped me. And then I got second in qualifying, so that felt really good.
You actually held qualifying for quite a while. We were up in the tower going, she's going to qualify fastest.
Yeah.
And we got about a minute left here, Amelia. Let's give some love to your sponsors here that supported you in your efforts.
John at Auto Value in Mauston, Diane at VIP Realty, my brothers at Marshall Brothers Trucking. Those are for my sponsors. And I, of course, my Uncle Brad Wilds. Like, without him, none of this would be possible. Or my grandpa, Lee Wilds at all. The DeVitos, Rick, Larry, Alec, Brandon Bergstrom, my boyfriend Dawson, he did not know what he was getting himself into. My cousins from Eau Claire, they came down and helped me like whole day. Of course, Mike, he really helped me a lot, and so did Kendon Thurk, and of course my mom and dad, because not be possible without any of them.
Now, if Bill Niles came down to your pit, would you take advice from him?
I don't know.
She started. That's a no. We got to wrap up the segment because we could even keep Amelia on here all day long. I love her to death. Congratulations on Rookie of the Year. I'm so proud of you. I've watched you for the past couple years, and then you jump into a race car, and you end up fourth in points. You are just a treat to have out there, and I can't wait to see what the future ends up with Amelia Marshall.
Thank you.
All righty. Paul Reichert actually got a question in, so I'm kind of surprised. But she's talked more than three segments and you have the entire show.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to hear about someone she became friends with at the racetrack this year, champion Jazzy Meyer. That's next on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Want to keep your employees happy? Buy them all lunch. Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We cater lunches all the time for businesses big and small. 10 to 500, we can handle it. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out a great menu. Let's face it, good people are hard to find, so we can help you keep the ones you got. My grandpa used to say, you want to keep someone happy? Feed them barbecue. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Online at BigBoarBBQ.com.
Saturday, September 14th. Get ready for a night of
chaos.
The Thomas Sparta Speedway presents a night of thrills and spills, smashing and
chaos.
A little less nice and a lot more content.
Chaos events, drifters, a camper smash, all topped off with a fantastic fireworks display. It's the first annual Night of Chaos. No racing, just chaos. So pack up the family and drag them over to the Thomas Sparta Speedway for the Night of Chaos. Saturday, September 14th.
This is Steve Bachman, driver of the number 14 NASCAR late model at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You're listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, Paul on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. 101.3 and AM 1460 to VOG. I want to thank Amelia Marshall for coming on the program. Hey, you know, someone she ran against and became, what I understand, really good friends with at the Thomas Sparta Speedway this year, ended up winning the track championship in the Hornet Division. Three feature wins, a slurry of top fives, and almost had a couple of other feature wins this year. And that was Jazzy Jazlyn Meyer. She took my nickname and ran with it this year. She won the Tim Meyer Memorial. The shirts they got made was great. The fan base was growing. And I had a chance to catch up with her in the tower before the races last Friday when she won the championship. Getting a chance to talk with some of the Thomas Sparta Speedway track champions for 2019. One of them joins us right now. One of the young ones of the Hornet bunch this year. We only had three different females that were in this bunch, and we're going to talk to their track champion, and that would be Jazzy Jazlyn Meyer. Jazzy, congratulations on the championship.
It's not in the bag yet.
It's close enough. You're going to get that thing nailed down. You know, one of three drivers in the entire division this year that are females, and I'm always encouraged to see more females and more females driving, because you guys are making a statement. It's not just a boys' sport anymore.
Yeah, people are very sexist and think that girls can't do it.
So how long ago was it that you decided you wanted to race?
I have no clue.
A couple years, a couple months?
Probably my whole life. I don't know. I just grew up watching my dad.
I was going to say, you have quite the racing background. Talk about your family members that have raced.
I don't even know who they all are. I know my grandpa and my uncle and my dad. Maybe my great-grandpa, I'm not really sure.
And how long did you spend watching them, like, your entire life?
Just my dad, because my grandpa hasn't raced except for the Tim Meyer Memorial in last year, because we brought him out with my other car, but otherwise he hadn't raced before that in, like, 19 years.
So when you were growing up watching your dad race, did you help him in the pits at all, or were you one that usually just stayed in the grandstands cheering for him?
Grandstands.
And when was it you were in the grandstands? I mean, you had to, at one point, maybe 5 years old, 7 years old, said, I want to go do that. I want to race.
Yeah, I don't even know how old I was, but it's been since I can remember when he was racing in the Dells.
So how many years have you been racing now?
I haven't raced a full season, like on and off the past like 3 years, right?
Yeah, and so this season was pretty much the first chance you had at running a full season.
I missed three, or two.
And you can't tell. I mean, for a while, Jordan Finch looked like she was going to walk away with the point standings. And then once you really got your feet set and you really started racing, you started chalking up the top fives.
early on you had two features taken away from you on the last lap of a feature, which I know that had to have been disappointing.
Well, I screwed up, so it happens, I guess.
But then you ended up getting better and stronger and ended up winning three features. Did you even think you'd win one this year?
That sounds bad, but no, I did not, because I was really bad.
Well, the thing is, though, in the Hornet class, you've got so many cars. I mean, we've had times there's been 30 and 40 cars out here, drivers, so it's pretty much suspected that you would like to get a win, but there's a lot of good competition out here. So what'd you think after you got your first win?
I don't really remember. All I know is that I was so hot that I wasn't even excited. Until like after, when it was like dark out and it was a little bit colder.
What about win number two? What do you remember about that one?
I cried a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, now tell me about that. That's interesting. Was it just tears of happiness? Was it tears of relief? What was it?
Kind of both. Because I didn't think that I was going to win it. And it was the Tim Meyer Memorial. And as I'm aware of, I'm pretty sure I'm the only Meyer that's won it.
Got a little noisy there at the end there, Dan.
Yeah, Paul Brown decided to practice his modified afterwards as we were really getting knee-deep into the conversation. But Jazzy is just a quiet, young, you know, they're not used to that much attention at Toma like what we've given them the past couple of years.
Sounded like she got into it the longer you talked there.
She did. Hey, anytime you can admit to me that you cried, we're making baby steps.
Nice.
Now, see, we're going to do that with Amelia once we tape the TV show. We're going to talk about if she cried this year or not. We'll catch her in a line. We'll do it.
If we get her crying, she's going to cry into her hands, and there go all her sponsors right down her arm.
You know, talking about Toma, I really got to thank all the folks that came out staff-wise. It was bring-your-own dish night. We had this huge buffet behind the bar when the races were actually – we dove into it before the races started. Amelia's mom brought out some of the best crock pot chicken I had ever had in my life. And believe you me, I've ate a lot of chicken.
I'm not shocked by that revelation there.
Man, that was good.
That's awesome. The one thing I'd like to say is, first of all, congratulations to Greg Oliver and staff on not only, you know, having a great year, but surpassing everything they did last year. And they got a chance to even get higher, because the program at Toma is getting better and better each year under Go Promotions, and you can't thank Greg Oliver enough for resurrecting that speed, because it didn't look like it was going anywhere a few years ago.
It's all Paul's credit. It was Paul's credit for this year.
Paul's credit?
We'll give Paul the credit.
Why?
Well, he did such a fantastic job writing the stories for the Facebook and the website and the ones that appear in the newspaper.
Well, you know, Paul has always done that. Before he took these PR jobs, we used to get some really cool recap books.
He's talking about those.
I should bring a couple in sometime so you can read them.
Jesse is nodding his head over there because we're giving Paul too much spotlight.
Oh, sorry, Paul.
He didn't want to talk in segments 1, 2, and 3.5, so Paul's not getting much else from the program.
You know what? In the next segment, he is going to get all kinds of props because he's going to tell us about all the winners as we continue here on the Days in Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and 1460 WBOG.
It's championship night tonight at Dell's Raceway Park. Champions will be crowned in the late models, UMA 602 late models, Sportsman, Bandits, and the INEX Legends. The points race is tied in many of the divisions, and it'll come down to one final night of racing. Catch all the excitement. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. For more info, go online to dellsraceway.com. Championship night tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really?
Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
This is Mandy Eckelberg, driver of the 68 Sportsman at the La Crosse Fairground Speedway. You're listening to the Days In Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans, and what a show it's been so far here on the Days In Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul. Heard from Jazzy Meyer, track champion, that young lady, 16 years old. We had a good conversation with Amelia Marshall.
Should have got the jelly bean on this week, too. That would have been a great show with all three of them.
But there's something going on now because I saw last week she sold her Hornet car.
Oh, I saw that.
But she's got a new one, so I don't know if she was ready to announce exactly what it is because her dad, Paul, who won the Mini Stock Championship, also sold his car. He had, so who was it that was hot last, or who raced it last Friday?
Josh Schaller.
Josh Schaller, one of our track officials, actually warmed it up for him. So he'll be in that red number 20, which will be number 3 next year. What Jelly Bean's getting into, I know she's racing again, but it's kind of a secret what she's actually going to be racing. So
is it going to be an upper division?
I think she's going to stay in the Hornet division one more year.
Oh, gosh, because I really wanted to say we'd have a jumping jelly bean.
Save that, though. Nobody heard it. Nobody heard it.
Look at the crowd groan.
Believe it or not, as impressive as Toma was this year, this would have been, if things would have stayed how they were at the midway point, this would have been the first track I've ever announced at where father and daughter would have won track championships in the same year in two different divisions.
That would have been sweet, but, you know, you got to give it up to
Jazzy Meyer.
Yep, you got to give it up to Jazzy.
Yep. She should have had five. She got spun. One was a rookie mistake on the first one. She got spun on the second one, but she should have had five. Talking about track championships and feature wins, I think Paul Reichert's going to take one huge penguin breath and spout some truth.
I think it's going to be at least two huge penguin breaths because it's that time of the week. Our guy Paul scours the interwebs to find winners from the north, south, east, and west. There is a big winner up north in Canada this week, which we're going to hear about. It is time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
All right, we'll start with Thursday season finale at State Park Speedway. Justin Mondyke won the Super Late Model feature and Heap Good Radio Mojo. Jay Vandergeese, the track champion.
How about that? I bet that was a big party.
Mm-hmm. What was even better was Levon Vandergeese that night.
Oh, really?
Didn't he set fast time?
No, that was the Dells the next
night. Oh, yeah, the next weekend.
We'll talk about that, Kakona, ultra fast, won the Super Late Model feature, and he's the champion. Nate Van Wyken won the Late Model feature. Brazen Bennett is
the champion.
How cool
is that? We don't even have to drop his name anymore.
Yeah. It's Van Wyken, by the way.
Van Wyken, okay.
If you say Van Wyken anywhere in the city of Toma, Najee and her whole family will come after you and pelt you with cranberries for days.
Right.
It's Van Wyken.
Van Wyken.
With the
Van
pits in
Wyken.
Him.
All right, well, so the Challenge Series at Proctor, Minnesota, Pat Doerr, the winner, and Brandon Chipper won the World of Outlaw Late Model race at Lake Odessa, Michigan.
Pat Doerr is still racing?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Friday, Golden Sands, John Beale won the Super Late Model feature. Wyatt Brooks is the champion. Tony Brody won the Super Late Model feature at Grundy. Twin features at Madison for the NASCAR Late Models went to Zach Riddle and Jacob Geddy. Bobby Welberg, track championship number 14.
And
that makes like, what,
22 total?
Between there and Rockford? That's incredible.
Yep. At Red Cedar, Mike Prochnow won the Wasilla Late Model feature. He's the champ. Ashley Anderson, the Wasilla Modified feature. Mike Anderson is the champ. At Toma, Darren Salo, his second modified win in 3 weeks. Brad Wiles is the champion.
Who?
Darren Salo, Flying Finlander.
I was making a joke. Keep going.
Also, our circuit of champions at Attica, Ohio, Aaron Rutzel took the win. Tim McCready won the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series race at Junction City, Kentucky. U.S. Modified Touring Series up at Mississippi Thunder. Ryan Gustin took the win. A.J. Dimo won the Wasota Challenge Series race at Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Brandon Shepard wins again with the World of Outlaw Late Models at Hartford, Ohio. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, night one at Algar, Washington, went to Logan Schuchart. Saturday at the Dells, ARCA Midwest Tour was in action. Ty Majeski scored the win and set a new track record.
Yep. He shattered it.
And Levon Vandergeese won the Midwest Truck Series race, his fourth win of the season. And the Modifieds wrapped up their season. Matt Pate scored the win, and the Franklin Flyer scores the track championship.
Attaboy.
Twin features for the NASCAR Late Models at Elko went to Michael Hager and Nick Panitsky. Will Reese won the Late Model feature at Jefferson. CWA Late Models, open night for them at Marshfield now that their Stars and Legends Tour is decided. Derek Ress and Darren Jackson scored the feature wins. At Rice Lake, they had the big year in special there. Kevin Adams not only won the Wasilla Modified feature, he won the Wasilla Midwest Modified feature, too. All-Star Circuit Champions, night two at Attica, Ohio. Brock Zerfus, the winner. ARCA ran at the Dirt Mile to Corning, Illinois. Normally Labor Day, they did a Saturday night show this year. Christian Ecke's the winner. International Super Modifieds at Oswego, New York. Mike Lichty, the winner. IRA Sprints at Plymouth. Tony Stewart scored the win.
Whoa.
Gee. Yes. Yeah, pay the guy to show up and he wins. Yeah. I think that there's a Matt Kenseth thing going around.
Lucas
Oil Late
Model Dirt Series at Portsmouth, Ohio. Jonathan Danforth, the winner. Modifieds of Mayhem at Montgomery, Alabama. Donald Crocker, the winner. Justin Monsignor won the NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour race at Oswego. Super Dirt Car Series of West Lebanon, New York. Kenny Tremont Jr., the winner. Brandon Davis followed up his modified track championship at Deer Creek, winning the U.S. Modified Touring Series race. Wetzel's Challenge Series, night one at Hibbing, Minnesota, won by Kyle Pierland. And Logan Schuchart swept the weekend with the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Algar, Washington. Sunday at Grundy, final race of the year, the night of features event, featuring the Lee Schuler Memorial. Ricky Baker won the race. Fast Eddie Hoffman's the champion.
Fast Eddie Hoffman.
Yes, and at the last time I'm going to say this, at the Norway Speedway up in UPI. Yeah. Final race of the year, Dalton Zier won the 100-lap Super Late feature. Dylan Krulovitz claims his fifth straight track championship.
Bounty.
Yeah, nice. At Slender, Dennis Prunty won the Super Late Model feature. Steve Apel won his fourth championship there. Jacob Nosted, his seventh feature win of the year. He's pretty much wrapped up the Late Model championship. CRA Jake's All-Star Tour on the high banks of Winchester, Indiana. Steven Nassi scored the win. Dirt King's Late Model Tour up at Three Lakes, Wisconsin. Nick Amelink the winner. IRA Sprints at 141. Billy Balog scored the victory. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Middleborne, West Virginia. Josh Richards scored the win. Northwest Super Late Model Series at Hermanston, Oregon. Trevor Christiani the victor. USAC Silver Crown Series on the Dirt Mile, DuCoin, Illinois. First-time winner alert. Jacob Wilson scores the win. U.S. Modified Touring Series down at Fayette County Speedway in Western Union, Iowa. Rodney Sanders, the winner. Night two for the Wissota Challenge Series. Late miles at Hibbing, Minnesota. Final race of the year for them. Pat Doerr wins again. A.J. Demo beats him by 5 points for the championship.
Wow.
And the 63rd running of the International Classic for Super Modifieds taking place at Oswego, New York. Tyler Thompson scores the win. On Monday, ARCA CRA Super Series on the high banks of Winchester, Indiana. Steven Nassi wins again.
Wow.
IMSA Dairy Brothers Series kicked off the Super Nationals at Boone, Iowa. Ricky Thornton Jr., the winner. NHRA and the U.S. Nationals taking place in Indianapolis. Doug Kalinda wins on Top Fuel. John Forsbeck in the winner's circle in Funny Car. Pro Stock went to Alex Laughlin and Jerry Savoy in Pro Stock Motorcycles. Super Dirt Car Series at Weedsport, New York. Matt Shepard, the winner. Final race of the year for the Tundra Super Late Models at Golden Sands. Second win of the year for Gabe Summers. Ultrafast is the champion.
I love it.
World of Outlaw Late Models were at Sprint Cars were at Elma, Washington. Darren Pittman, the winner. And we'll finish off with the Canadian Short Track Nationals. Second annual running of that race up at Jukasa Motor Speedway in Ontario, Canada. Bubba Pollard pockets $75,000 wins for the second year in a row.
You see, they had Ricky Brooks as the tech inspector, and he nicked the second place guy, Eddie McDonald.
Oh, really?
Yep. As I read it here, is a disqualification for an ignition box violation. Uh-oh. So if people don't think Ricky Brooks is thorough, check out Oktoberfest last year or this race last weekend.
And that'll wrap up this edition of Records Race Rewind.
All right, when we come back, the sexy voiceover chick will drop the white flag. One lap to go. We'll get you all set up for all the action tonight going on in the area. You are listening to the Days in Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
It's championship night tonight at Dells Raceway Park. Champions will be crowned in the late models, UMA 602 late models, Sportsman, Bandits, and the INEX Legends. The points race is tied in many of the divisions, and it'll come down to one final night of racing. Catch all the excitement. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Championship night tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Want to keep your employees happy? Buy them all lunch. Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We cater lunches all the time for businesses big and small. 10 to 500, we can handle it. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out a great menu. Let's face it, good people are hard to find, so we can help you keep the ones you got. My grandpa used to say, you want to keep someone happy? Feed them barbecue. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the
the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
And online at BigBoarBBQ.com.
Saturday, September 14th, get ready for a night of chaos. The Thomas Barber Speedway presents a night of thrills and spills, smashing and
chaos.
A little less nice and a lot more content.
Chaos events, drifters, a camper smash, all topped off with a fantastic fireworks display. It's the first annual Night of Chaos. No racing, just chaos. So pack up the family and drag them over to the Thomas Sparta Speedway for the Night of Chaos. Saturday, September 14th.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Here we go one more time, race fans. The Days in Midwest Race Report with Billy Knock Nile, Paul the Penguin Riker, myself, Radio Man Dan Diker. Did you see on Facebook this week that I'm about to tackle a bucket list item coming up here November 1st?
Yeah, that looks pretty cool, Dan.
36 hours of Shady Bowl. $15,000 to win. All kinds of money to win this thing. 100 vehicles. It's in Ohio. It starts the night of November 1st at 8 o'clock and doesn't end until Sunday, November 3rd at 8 a.m. 36 straight hours of enduro racing.
Can you last that long?
Well, we can have teams of eight.
You can have teams. So, tell us, who's on your team?
Oh, man, I'd see if I can get this right. It's myself, Dave True Jr. Marshall's helped me out because you saw my Facebook. So, it's me, Dave True Jr.
Taxi Jr.
We have Bill Schott, the fireman. I have Aaron Thompson, Jeff Thompson. Mm-hmm. I have Chris Weber. Nate Butterfield can't. Now, I knew I was going to be somebody that was missing. There had to have been somebody that I was missing. Everyone's getting their phones out to check my Facebook post. Anyways, while they're looking for that, 100 vehicles only. And the interesting thing is this is open to race cars, street
cars. Chris
Critter
Sampson,
yeah,
Thomas
Chris Critter Sampson and Tom Farr. This is open to race cars, street cars, small trucks, small SUVs, and vans, half ton down. 36 straight hours of enduro racing.
Give us a little background on how you got involved in this.
Well, Troy Tuma, who's like the king that's been winning all over the place, he'll be joining us in the show next week, by the way, has won a lot of money enduro racing this year. Used to run late model lacrosse for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
He's stopped off at Tuma, I think, three times this year, won a couple of heat races. And so, Diker, hey, how about you and the TV guys? I'm taking two cars. One's a pro car. The other one, we want you guys to just go out and try to win some money. Well, I figured you couldn't go, Bill, because your wife would not let you leave the town for three straight days. And Paul.
Wow,
well,
that almost felt like a shot.
Paul has a job in which I could not ask him to commit to taking time off 2.5 months before the event. You, it's been common for so many, for me, every time I want Bill to do some, I've got to check what the wife is. That's an automatic no, Diker. I'm not doing anything you want me to do. It's an automatic. He's never changed his mind.
Yeah.
Never has he come back and said, hey, guess what? The wife said I can. So I picked these seven guys. They're race car drivers.
Mm-hmm. I think he's picking on me.
I really think we got a shot to finish in some money right here.
That's a pretty cool.
Yeah.
Looking at the payout right there. Holy
and look
cow.
At 50th place pays out more than 10th. 50th place is $900. 10th is $700.
Well, you have some goals there, Diker.
There's a lot, and there's going to be some splitting of the money going on. And the neatest thing, this is a bucket list item. There's a lot of people from lacrosse. I think Mike Heyer is getting a team together. Now I think Zach Leipsch is also getting a team together.
Look what you've done, Tuma.
Yeah. Lacrosse is about to invade Ohio. And Cameron Riggs even said he grew up 15 minutes from that track. So it was like a small world kind of a thing.
Unreal.
Small track, big track. We're going to do it all at the Lacrosse Speedway tonight. Billy Doc Niles, we are going to destroy everything in sight.
Night of Destruction starts tonight. We haven't figured out if it's 7 or 7:30, so just get there early just in case. Monster Trucks, they got the rollover contest. They got the T-Bone Crash, all kinds of things getting destroyed. Hornets, a full racing program, 6 points between Bornitz and Bjorkman. Going to be a great race there.
Does Bornitz beat Bjorkman running Bjorkman's line?
Wow. Be there. That was good. Give me a five for that.
That was good. That was good. In there.
Dell's Championship night tonight, 602 late models, sportsmen, bandits, and legends. Borntraeger going for that historic two sportsman track championships at two different tracks tonight, qualifying at 4:30. First green flag at 6 p.m. And next Friday night, street drags at the Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. 18 different brackets, shine and show contest, burnout contest, practice and grudge drags at 6:45. First bracket off at 7:30.
And before we end the program, OktoberfestRaceWeekend.com. That's all you need to know. Hit the website, and any question you have about anything that's going on from that Monday at noon until the next Monday is at OktoberfestRaceWeekend.com.
And get a hold of our boy Diker if you need a place to stay. He's got a block of rooms at the Days Inn on French Island. It's just a nice, easy 10-minute drive from there to the racetrack.
And the bar and the restaurant will be open after the races. And we have the area's largest hot tub and heated pool, and maybe during Oktoberfest you're going to need that. On behalf of Amelia Marshall, and Jazzy Meyer, and Paul Penguin Reichert, and Billy Doc Niles, and our producer Jesse. I'm the voice, Radio Man Dan Diker. Thanks for joining us in the program. Next week, we're going to start getting knee-deep into Oktoberfest race weekend as the champions and maybe some other folks going to be jumping on.
Lots of champions next week.
Yeah, ultra fast.
Yes.
That's going to do it. That's it. That's the show. This is 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days Inn Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.